Coca-Cola right now.
Yes, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news here going on. And to get started, the debt ceiling stuff going on. Remember yesterday, Kevin McCarthy said that he doesn't feel like President Biden is taking the debt ceiling crisis seriously. So they had a meeting today, and now it looks like, according to Kevin McCarthy, even though yesterday they were far apart on a deal, he says that now it looks like the deal will be done by the end of the week. All right. President Biden has gone ahead and cut his upcoming foreign trip short in order to make sure this gets done. So unlike last week's meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris was participating in today's session. So she was helping out with the debt crisis and the debt ceiling situation going on right there. So that was good right there. Abortion rights face a bit of a shift on the state. So abortion rights in the United States faced a shift as lawmakers debate in North and South Carolina debated limiting abortion. Two of the few remaining southern states with relatively easy access are now looking to crack down on it, as well as Nebraska. Now, as we mentioned before, as states like the southern states are cracking down on abortion and limiting abortion access, you got states like Oregon who are trying to open it up even more so, which is causing the Republicans in Oregon to walk out of the session. Now, we've already had three individuals now in Oregon who have been disqualified from running for re-election due to missing 10 or more days with unexcused absences in the session. So as kind of a penalty for walking out. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney General Rachel Rollins is going to resign after the Justice Department has a probe into her actions up and pertaining to political fundraisers and ethics complaints and things like that. YouTube's recommendations is usually really good at sending users videos or suggesting videos that they think that the user will like based on their interest. But new research shows that the site's powerful algorithms also can accidentally flood young users with violent and disturbing content. As young as 9 years old are receiving YouTube recommendations for violent and graphic gun videos. And particularly if the boys show an interest in first-person shooter games, then next thing you know, some of the videos recommended could be real-life shooting situations or tactical firearm training and things like that. So, oh boy. Yeah, that was one of the reasons. Not necessarily for the violence, but that's one of the reasons why I never allowed my kids on YouTube. Because I'm like, even though they're looking at something innocent, I am not in control of YouTube's algorithms. And I was afraid they would always get suggested something that was not appropriate and head them down some rabbit hole. So the authorities say the New Mexico gunman who killed 3 people yesterday was a local high school student. They're still seeking the motive. He was 18 years old. And he apparently was shooting at random targets, did not have like specific people that he was targeting, is what we found out now. San Juan County Sheriff Shane Ferrari said that 4 officers fired a total of 16 rounds at him. So officers responded to the shooting scene within minutes and shot and killed him. And he, by the way, he lived, the shooter, this 18-year-old high school kid, lived in the neighborhood where he opened fire. So still looking for that motive, though, when it comes down right there. Speaking of shooting, unfortunately, a 12-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man have been arrested in a murder warrant in the fatal shooting of a Sonic Drive-In employee in Texas. It's in Keene, Texas, about 40 miles southwest of Dallas. They said he got in a fight with the 20-year-old in the parking lot in the restaurant, this employee did, and the 20-year-old, the 12-year-old and the 20-year-old ended up shooting him. So, wow. No court records do not show that formal charges have been made yet, but there's just a murder warrant for them. So, as we see that. Infertility is common in the United States, but insurance coverage remains limited when it comes to infertility. We're starting to see more stories trying to cover this about there's a big push for unions to get the largest employers in the United States to cover fertility care, which includes in vitro fertilization. So there's some that feel like, no, that should not be covered by insurance. And that's why it's not been covered in the past. But now larger employers are starting to cover that as far as a health benefit. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have slow moving traffic right now on Highway 90. This is due to an accident right off of Chemuckla Highway at Stevens Road. We have slow moving traffic. This is going to be as you're getting into Pace from Escambia County. So just keep that in mind. We also have an accident on 29, not causing too bad delays, but it's right at Old Chemstrand Road. So expect some slowdowns there as well. If you do see something else out of the ordinary on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And here's another big story that just came out. ChatGPT, the chief of ChatGPT, says he does believe that artificial intelligence should be regulated by the United States or some sort of global agency. So here's the guy that's in charge of the most well-known artificial intelligence that is growing, and he says it should be regulated. And he says it'll be critical to mitigating the risks with increasingly powerful AI systems. This happened as he testified at a Senate hearing. So this wasn't just some sort of interview he did on the side. He was at a Senate hearing, and he testified in front of members of the Senate. Yes, we should be regulated. He goes on and says this: as technology advances, we understand that people are anxious about how it could change the way we live, and we are too. So he proposed the formation of a U.S. or global agency that would license the most powerful AI systems and then have the authority to take away the license to ensure compliance with safety standards. So, yeah, kind of a new update there. Artificial intelligence just seems to be exploding so quickly and just growing so fast. It's a pretty big surprise. So there is one last little thing I want to share with you here is if we get a government shutdown because of the lack of coming up with a deal on Friday, which once again, they're saying that they believe that we will get a deal. But if we're not able to get a deal on Friday, that could mean Social Security checks might be delayed being sent out. That's one of the things that have come out as well. One of the things that's coming up with the debt ceiling debate is more work requirements for federal aid programs, for all federal aid programs. And so that's coming out as well. And that's one of the things that I think when you look at that, with today's day and age where you can do so much work, even if you're disabled, you're able to do so much work online, you know, just sitting at a computer or a laptop or even on your phone nowadays. I'm surprised they don't have more things that you could, you know, like more requirements or more things, but specific, like here we have duties, like we have things you can do for the government or for a state government or something like that. So kind of interesting to see what happens there. And by the way, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, did have a meeting. Did she meet? No, she's going to meet on Thursday with the CEOs of Bank of America, JP Morgan, and Citibank. And it is about the debt ceiling and how it may or may not affect them. Once again, remember Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, said we have till June 1st. If we do not raise the debt ceiling by June 1st, we will default on our debt. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Any word of Bands on the Beach is on tonight. From what I've been hearing so far, Gracie, don't we have Bands on the Beach still going on?
For right now, I think it's still on. They haven't called it.
Yeah, they haven't called it yet, but we'll keep an eye on that. But yeah, if you're wanting to go to Bands on the Beach at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion, with the modern Eldorados taking the stage with they're fun. I've seen them before. But you know, if we get a cancellation in here, we'll let you know as soon as we find out. So yeah, thanks for that text. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Up here on Pensacola right now is that President Biden did officially veto that bipartisan bill that will protect U.S. solar panel makers from Chinese competition. It basically, he lifted tariffs on foreign solar panels coming into the country. And so this bill was going to block the temporary suspension of tariffs. Biden officially vetoed that today. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Oh, and we got a confirmation. Yes, so far, Bands of the Beach is still on.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby here locally, now just a little over an hour away from this evening's Escambia School Board meeting, and this is the definitive meeting as Superintendent Tim Smith will recommend the board approve the charter and lease agreement for Warrington Middle School. This morning, the State Board of Education gave the district a 48-hour deadline before taking the next step of requesting the legislature withhold funding totaling the salary amounts of Smith and each school board member. Elsewhere, for the first time, really optimism on Capitol Hill about a deal on the nation's debt ceiling. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the meeting between President Biden and congressional leaders productive. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said a deal by the end of the week is possible, but says there's still a lot of work to do. The Secret Service is looking into how an intruder entered the home of President Biden's national security advisor undetected. The Washington Post says an unidentified man entered Jake Sullivan's Washington, D.C. home in late April. And finally, Bobby, police in New Mexico say the teenage gunman who killed three and wounded six roamed throughout a neighborhood firing at random. Farmington Police Chief Stephen Hebby said that the shooter was carrying an AR-15-style rifle and at least two other weapons as he randomly fired at cars and houses before officers shot and killed him.
Yeah, what they found was interesting is that he just seemed to not target anything. It was just random shooting, and yet they still don't know the motivation behind that either. So it's very frustrating when you see these kinds of situations happen. I just don't quite understand. I mean, obviously the people who are doing this are always suicidal. I don't understand why they feel like they have to take out as many people as possible before they die themselves. I just don't get it. We have an update on the Pensacola airport cancellation thing.
Yes.
I saw a text alert from News Radio earlier that it looks like there could be some more cancellations.
Yeah,
again.
So, well, we just got the update here about a half hour ago. So the hope was, as Mayor D.C. Reeves had his press conference earlier today, that the runway lights would be back on today, but the taxi lights would not be. So what that means is that any cancellations would have been up to individual airlines, the comfort of the airlines and the comfort of the pilots. Some pilots don't mind if the runway lights are on, but the taxi lights are off. So it would have really been up to individual airlines. But now, gotcha, with the storms that moved through this afternoon, they have not been able to get the runway lights back on. So basically the same thing that happened last night is going to happen again tonight.
So, and this happened, it started off because of an electrical fire.
Underground, the electrical
ground
underneath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it right here. So I don't say anything off kilter here. The, underground powering system that powers up the lights on the runway, there was a fire. So there was nothing above ground. No fire departments were called or anything, but so that's what led to it. So they tried, this was about 1 a.m. yesterday when this was discovered. So they worked throughout the day trying to get back on. And Mayor Reeves said that when it became apparent yesterday afternoon that it wouldn't get back on, that's when they sent out the information. Wasn't a whole lot of information there about what led to it, but they knew what had happened, but they just wanted to get the word out that cancellations would likely occur. So that's where we're at right now, is that cancellations likely to happen again tonight because the runway lights still will not be on.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
We have slow-moving traffic right now on I-10. This is due to an accident in the westbound direction as you're heading towards 29. Got an accident that's causing some major slowdowns backing up to I-110. So scene of the accident is right in between 29 and I-110 on I-10. So just keep that in mind that you're going to be seeing some slow traffic, and it is backing up onto I-110 northbound. Also, we have some slowdowns throughout Pace. This is also due to an accident right near Chemuckle Highway, Stevens Road, right near the Sonic Drive-In. Have an accident that's causing some major slowdowns. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, yesterday we talked about a third state that has passed a bill that would require age verification to access pornography online. And now we got a fourth state, and this is a little closer to home. I'll share that with you coming up next. So yesterday we talked about how Virginia became the third state to sign a bill that would require age verification to view pornography online. You'd have to have upload your ID or something, I guess. Well, Alabama has a new bill that's been introduced as well that would do the same thing. It would also have distributors of X-rated material have to pay a fee to operate in the state. And so licensing fees and violation charges would go to Alabama's general fund and the special mental health trust fund as well. So Alabama looking to pass something like that. And from what we've heard so far, it still looks like Bands on the Beach is on for tonight. So that'll be at 7 o'clock, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion. And you got the Modern Eldorados taking the stage. Experience country and rock and roll the way it used to be. Music fans will hear sounds from George Jones, Patsy Cline, and Elvis, and as the band channels the nostalgia from the 1950s. So be sure to check that out tonight, 7 o'clock. Top three stories here for you. Escambia County School Board meets today, 5:30. The agreement and lease with Charter Schools USA has been added to the agenda as the state has been given 48 hours to sign a deal, or they're going to lose the salaries for the teachers. And so Superintendent Tim Smith told the State Board of Education that he would recommend its approval, but it's up to the school board to vote on that now. Debt ceiling update, a deal is possible by the end of the week, according to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. President Biden, in the meantime, went ahead and cut his upcoming foreign trip short in order to focus on the debt ceiling. And unlike last week's meetings, Vice President Kamala Harris actually joined the discussions today. And authorities say that the New Mexico gunman who killed three people was a local high school student. He lives in the neighborhood where he opened up fire, killing three women and wounding six others. And police are still trying to find motive. They also said he seemed to just shoot at random targets. That was not specific targets that he was going after. So those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA playoffs continues tonight, 7:30 on ESPN. Nuggets against the Lakers, game one of the Western Conference Finals. The NBA draft is going to be on tonight at 7 o'clock before that game, before the tip-off. That'll be on ESPN. The Pistons, Rockets, and Spurs are tied for the best odds at winning the first pick. 76ers have fired their head coach, Doc Rivers, after the team yet again was eliminated in the Eastern Conference semifinals for the third straight year. I mean, it's one of these strange things, but it's like, hey, you get to the semifinals 3 years in a row. Isn't that a, you know, to keep the coach around? No, they want to get to the next level, so they're going to try somebody else. No NHL hockey tonight. Major League Baseball games on TBS. You got the Cubs against the Astros at 7:10. The Braves are going to be playing the Rangers around 7:05. The Rays are playing the Mets at 6:10. And the Marlins are playing the Nationals at 5:40. None of those three teams are televised, though. And the NFL will be putting one of its playoff games exclusively behind a streaming paywall. I saw this late yesterday. The league announced that the Saturday night game on Wild Card Weekend will be exclusively on the Peacock Network. So unless you have that streaming, you know, platform, you won't be able to watch the game. But then again, you only have to pay for like 1 month of it to watch the games, like $30, you know, $20, whatever it is, I'd do it. I already have Peacock, so it can, so I don't have to worry about it. Then finally, Inter Milan beat their own crosstown rival Milan 1-0 today to win 3-0 on aggregate and advance to the Champions League final tomorrow. Tomorrow's semifinal features Manchester City hosting Real Madrid with their score tied at 1-1. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are busy today. We have an accident on I-10 westbound. It's going to be right in between 29 and I-110 and Davis Highway. Extremely slow-moving traffic if you're heading westbound on I-10, as well as creeping back onto I-110 northbound. So just keep that in mind. You're going to be seeing slow-moving traffic until you get past this accident, which is, again, in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Governor DeSantis is sending help to the Texas border to help secure the southern border. He's sending over 1,100 assets and resources, including 101 Florida Highway Patrol officers, 200 Florida Department of Law Enforcement officers, and teams of 40, 20 Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers, 800 Florida National Guard soldiers, 20 emergency management personnel, including radio techs, mechanics, and planners, 5 available fixed-wing aircraft, and then 2 mobile command vehicles with 2 command teams, 17 available unmanned aerial vehicles like drones, and then 10 vessels, including airboats and other mid-range vessels. He stated in a press release today, or he stated this, quote, the impacts of Biden's border crisis are felt by communities across the nation, and the federal government's abdication of duty undermines the sovereignty of our nation and the rule of law. So he's sending over over 1,100 assets and resources to the Texas southern border to try to help with that. Now, as we talk about Governor DeSantis, of course, we're waiting for any moment now. I think it's going to happen before the end of the week, but maybe not, that he will announce that he's running for president in 2024. And all the national polls and even a lot of state polls show that President Trump leads DeSantis by double digits. He's got an enormous lead, what President Trump called an insurmountable lead. But I've been pointing out for a while that the national polls don't really matter as much as what happens in the first 3 states. Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. So actually 4 states. That all it takes is Governor DeSantis to win Iowa or win New Hampshire, even win Nevada or South Carolina. And all of a sudden, those national polls flip really quick. And if the polling shows that in Iowa, DeSantis is leading or really, really close, or the polls show that in New Hampshire, he's leading or really close, etc., then all of a sudden the national polls will start to shift a little bit too. Well, here's another thing that shows that he's got a chance. Governor DeSantis has got a bigger chance than I think a lot of other people realize. There's 51 new New Hampshire Republicans who've pledged their support for Governor DeSantis as president. This includes 4 Republican lawmakers who previously endorsed President Trump about a month ago, but now have switched their allegiance over to DeSantis. So they already had some who had previously said that they would back DeSantis, but But now this is dozens more who've gone ahead and came out and said that they're going to go ahead and support DeSantis. So once again, Iowa, on Friday, Iowa had 37 state legislators that came out in support of DeSantis. So, you know, look at these national polls. You go, it's insurmountable. It's Trump's. No, it isn't. Not the way our presidential primary runs. The way our presidential primary runs is if you do well in those first few states, you change everything. We've seen it with Rick Santorum. We've seen it with Mike Huckabee. We saw it with Pete Buttigieg. We saw it with Obama. Obama was, he was expected to get trounced by Biden and Hillary Clinton. And yet he did very well in the first few states. And next thing you know, he was the candidate. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from our newsroom. Oh, wait, hold on. I do want to read this. There's 5,100 people in New Hampshire who knew. Sorry, not 5,100. It was 51 lawmakers. So maybe I mispronounced that. I apologize. It's 51 lawmakers, which they only have like 100 total lawmakers. So it was almost all the Republicans backing DeSantis. Another text here. I bet there's a lot of people not liking DeSantis in the polls because he hasn't said he was running. Oh, yes, absolutely. I agree with that. And I've been saying that as well. Part of the people not supporting DeSantis is because they don't know if he's going to run yet. He's not officially announced. So they don't want to. So if somebody polls you and goes, who would you vote for today? They don't want to say DeSantis because like he's not running. So it's Trump, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, or Asa Hutchinson, or Vivek Ramaswamy. Those are the only candidates who've actually announced. All right, coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir.
It's Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Yeah, Bobby, starting with an update at the Pensacola International Airport, got word about a little over an hour ago now that due to the storms this afternoon, workers got delayed as they're trying to restore the lights on the runway and the taxi lights as well. Not able to get it done today. So after dark, we will likely see the exact same thing that we saw yesterday with flights being canceled due to no lights on the runway and the taxi lights as well. Also at 5:30, the Escambia School District Board will meet where they are expected to vote on an agreement between Charter School USA and the district for the Warrington Middle School and the lease agreement. They had the State Board of Education meeting today where the state gave the district a 48-hour deadline before introducing further sanctions. Elsewhere, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says still a lot of work to do to come to an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. He met with President Biden at the White House today, but he said it's possible the two sides could reach a deal by the end of the week. Florida will send more than 1,100 law enforcement agents and National Guard members to the southern border. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the move after Texas Governor Greg Abbott wrote a letter to all 50 states requesting support, and a House Democrat pushing to expel New York Republican George Santos from Congress. California's Robert Garcia introduced a privileged resolution on the House floor today to expel Santos, who pleaded not guilty to 13 federal charges last week, Bobby.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have extremely slow-moving traffic on I-10. We have an accident right around mile marker 10. Again, that's westbound in between 29 and I-110, but it's causing some major slowdowns. Not only westbound on I-10 is very slow-moving right now, but I-110 northbound backing up to about Airport Boulevard, you're going to see slow-moving traffic in every single lane due to this accident. The tow truck's on scene right now, so hopefully it'll get cleared up and get this traffic out of the way. We also have slowdowns on 98. That's going to be in West Pensacola right off of Lillian Highway. We have an accident that's causing some slowdowns in both directions. If you see something else on the road, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so I saw this. There is a trend that's been going on with younger kids called furries. And apparently Brevard County school board is trying to deal with this because they've had a problem with furries invading the school. Now, what are furries? I didn't know what a furry was until just the most recent Pensacon. But furries are basically people who dress up like animals, like they dress up like the mascots you see. Like we have our Cat Country mascot, the cat. What is the cat called again?
It's just the cat. It doesn't have a name.
Okay. Yeah. But you see like the mascots for football teams and basketball teams, and also there's stuff like that, right, for colleges. But they're like dressing up like that going to school or something similar. Like some of them are wearing the full head and everything like this. But then they're like barking and meowing at each other and things like that. So the school board is basically trying to determine if they should just ban furries in school. Yet people are saying that that's how they identify. So since they identify as an animal, that would be discrimination. And so they're saying we can't do that. I didn't know what a furry was until Pensacon. Because I took my older daughter, she's actually not a teenager now, but we went and she goes, "Oh my gosh, Dad, there's a furry." And I go, "Okay, I don't know what that means." And she's like, "It's a furry." And I was like, "Okay, just saying it louder isn't going to help me understand it. What do you mean?" And she's like, "Look." And I was like, "And that person dressed up like a fox?" And she's like, "Yes, that's a furry." And I'm like, "I don't know what that is." And then she was like, "They think that they're an animal." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh."
Yeah, I didn't know
what. No, they're just dressed up for Pensacon. They're just having a good time. So they're probably dressed up like some video game character. And she was like, "Nope, they're a furry." I was like, "Okay, I'm way out of the loop on some things."
I didn't know what a furry was until my first Pensacon, but they were saying, "Watch out for the furries." I was like, "What is this furry?
Bite you, or will they pee on your leg?" I don't know.
I didn't find out. Thank goodness.
Didn't find out. You just stayed away. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. I almost made that the sign of the apocalypse. But instead, a study found that you and I could get much better rest. We get much reduced stress and feel like we're more in control of our lives when we get a good night's sleep. 92% agree. Better mood, less stressed if we get a good night's sleep. However, only half of us are willing to get that by giving up our late night TV. "Hey, I'll feel much better tomorrow. I'll be less stressed." "Yeah, okay, you got to shut off Netflix a little early." Ooh, I'd rather be stressed out. All right, it's Pensacola right now.
Traffic on the fives. Weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze.